Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas. But what happens in California, sadly, comes to Nevada. And so some of you are concerned that if California has already started to talk about masks and consider masks and those who are vaccinated, what's going to happen to Nevada? I live in Nevada. So Nevada, if you drive down the road in Nevada, we have a couple major freeways in Nevada. It's really interesting. So we have this like this loop, and then we have this crisscross. So we have the I-15 that goes north-south, and then we have our 95 that also kind of cuts across and curves north as well. And then we have this loop, the 215 loop. So it kind of almost looks like a target. Or like an alien circle, right? The aliens hit Vegas years ago. And when you drive down the road, each highway has its own personality. The I-15, since there's always traffic, you just kind of sit there a lot of times driving slow, bumper to bumper. The I-95, I'm not sure. I-95 is kind of touch and go. Some areas are bottleneck, so you kind of are a little bit more, you know, anxious. But the 215, because it's that outer loop, it's not as busy. There used to be traffic, but with shutdowns, not too much. So it's almost like a racetrack. And I got to tell you, nobody knows how to drive on a racetrack better on a freeway than a Californian. So I'm seeing all these California license plates, and they can cut me off. I'm thinking I'm going a good speed, and I'm in my left lane going to work, and it's nice because there's no traffic, and I'm happy girl, and I'm still following the speed limit, and I think I could get out of, you know, the ticket if I have to, and, you know, I smell good, got my hair going on, I think I could still look good enough to get out of the ticket, and all of a sudden a Californiaite able to cut me off, and I'm like, look, dude, I was from California too, I was one of you, but we are having a slew of Californians moving in, and so it's no wonder that if California has some variants, remember the Epsilon variant, some of you guys were having trouble figuring out, how do you remember Alpha, Beta, Delta, Gamma, all those variants. Well, Alpha was kind of the first major variant. So UK, so they were kind of like the Alpha. And remember how Great Britain was Alpha to us before the Revolutionary War? Since I remember that. Beta means below, really, really below. So below equator. So that was the South African variant. The Gamma, I think of the Rio Games, right? Gamma was the Brazilian variant. And then we had the Gamma Delta, New Delhi, India, the Delta variant, and then the Epsilon. Epsilon is the California variant, and the Epsilon, I remember that by, you know, everybody's gone surfing USA. That's how I remember the Epsilon variant for California. That's how I remember them. But it's the Delta variant that's kind of sinking its teeth into multiple counties throughout the United States. So with the Delta variant, we got areas in Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Wyoming reporting between 100 to 500 cases. We're being told in Nevada that 915 new cases and 3 deaths were reported over the weekend. Now keep in mind, they're not doing a lot of counting on the weekends, so Monday might look like a huge surge, but it's going to look bigger because they're not telling you what Saturday was alone and Sunday was alone. They just counted them all and lumped them in for Monday. But having a new 1,000 coronavirus cases is concerning. So California, sadly, is showing some spikes. They say updated data covering Friday through Sunday posted by the State Department of Health and Human Services on the state's coronavirus website showed the 2-week moving average of new COVID cases increasing to 243 a day, pushing our state total to 332,000. In fact, let me see if I have some different numbers. I think those even changed today, but I might not have the numbers with me. Sorry. It's a Microsoft powered thing. And so if my Microsoft thing is slow, it's, yeah, I have a 251 new daily cases. So when you're all asking what's going on with COVID and, you know, how serious do we have to be? Well, we're being told that the vaccines are pretty good against the Delta variant, good enough. Well, now we're even being told that we might not even need a booster. They're saying that our vaccine regimen could be so good that the booster might not offer that much more immunity. And if our vaccines have long-lasting immunity, we might not have to get a booster. Don't quote me, because every time we have a study saying we don't need a booster, we have another study saying, oh, yes, we do. So don't quote me, but that's some of the latest data we received. But we have, it's summertime. We have travel. Vegas is a international hotspot. So there is no doubt that certain areas in this country that are going to welcome visitors, have sports, concerts, we're going to see the hotspots. I live in Nevada. We had Golden Knight playoffs, the Vegas Golden Knight playoffs. They did fantastic. God bless them for all the great work they did this season. It's a shame they didn't make it to the Stanley Cup final, but they sure did a dang good job. And they, I mean, we had thousands, tens of thousands of people in that arena. We're going to have a Garth Brooks concert. We're going to have, you know, already we have hotel openings. So, yeah, we're going to see cases spike. So the question is, do we panic? I mean, are these cases spiking going to cause governors to start restricting things again? Are we going to see masks brought back? Are we going to see lockdowns? And for those of us in medicine, we're mixed because we understand how public health measures help. But on the other end, I mean, we had to learn to live with flu. We had to learn to live with these other, you know, pathogens and infectious agents out there. That, you know, at some point, when do we just live? And as we see what happened with our kids, not going to school, suicide rates up, obesity, eye issues, sleep issues, diabetes rates going up, kids not being in school is not an option. So parents want their kids back to school, teachers understand kids need to be taught, health officials understand kids need to be taught. So our approach to this Delta variant and our approach to the spike in cases is going to basically dictate what happens this fall. Do I think we're going to have another wave? Yes. Do I think our vaccines can help? Yes. Do I think we know everything there is to know about this virus and we can trust the science? No. I think that we've been given a lot of lines and I still don't know how much of it is natural occurring versus man-made. So just be on the lookout and realize we're starting to see spikes in cases throughout the country. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So San Francisco Bay Area got a little earthquake today. No, it was last night. It was reported 6:40 local time on Monday. The epicenter was located about 1.8 miles north of San Lorenzo in Alameda County. Luckily, no initial reports of injuries or damage. A 3.9 in California, they just consider it a little bit of a love tap. I mean, not a real, you know, big scary thing like an 8, 9. But sadly, these things can cause damage. It initially was rated to as a 4.2, but downgraded to 4 and then 3.9. No initial reports, but these tremors and the Pacific Northwest is kind of in for... a nasty earthquake. As we spoke about Tokyo and Fukushima earthquake leading to tsunami, nuclear reactor issues, Chile had a bad one. New Zealand had a bad one. So everybody's anticipating that last corner of the Pacific Ocean, which ends up being our Pacific Northwest, is due. So sometimes these little earthquakes make us a little nervous, but right now nobody's panicking too much. Good. Last thing we need is any panic. We just do need to be ready. And we do need to be ready for wildfire season. Unfortunately, the lava fire has already exploded in size to more than 13,000 acres. Now, the lava fire, I believe it started over the weekend, and that it exploded in size on Monday into the overnight hours of Tuesday, and the strong erratic winds and dry conditions are causing issues from a firefighting standpoint. And this is located in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. I believe that's very, very north of California, south of Oregon. And the massive fire is burning to the northeast of Weed. It's still about 20% contained. Do not misinterpret that as weed burning. Mandatory evacuation orders remain in place for Lake Shastina, Juniper Valley, Mount Shasta Subdivision, and surrounding areas, which I might say is a really beautiful area. The flames jumped Highway 97 on Monday. Fire raced to the north, burning the area just to the east of Lake Shastina. And Highway 97 is currently closed from the junction of Highway 265 and Weed, north to the town of Doris, which is just south of the Oregon border. So wildfires, unfortunately, are expected as there's this heat dome that is plaguing the area. Now, just to put things in perspective, the lava fire is the largest of three blazes burning right now in Siskiyou County. Crews have made progress on the Tennant fire. The Tennant fire burned about 200 to 300 acres. And then a third fire called the Beswick fire has burned at least 30 acres to the north, 20% contained. So this morning, Governor Gavin Newsom announced that California had secured a federal grant to help agencies responding to the lava fire. But unfortunately, heat and drought is a bad recipe for wildfires. And we're being told that the most extreme heat wave ever recorded in the Pacific Northwest is continuing to shatter records for another day, as millions of people are currently under excessive heat warnings, many of them sweltering through triple-digit temperatures without air conditioning in a region that usually gets real nice summers. Now, what is this weather phenomenon? It's called a heat dome. So a heat dome is a mountain of warm air built in a very wavy jet stream with extreme undulations. When the jet stream, now this is being reported by CBS News, which is a band of strong wind in the upper levels of the atmosphere, if the jet stream becomes wavy and elongated, then pressure systems can pinch off and become stalled or stuck in places they typically would not be. In this case, they say a ridge of high pressure, which is the heat dome, has become lodged in the Pacific Northwest. It is acting as a, quote, block in the atmosphere, not allowing weather to move, hence a dome. The specific type of block is called an omega block because it looks like the Greek letter omega, and the hot air is pooling inside. So you see these jet streams, and the jet streams are undulating, but there's this, when the jet stream is almost pinching it off, it almost becomes trapped in that area. So it looks like, I don't know how to explain it, it almost looks like an upside down an eight. It almost looks like the top part of a figure eight, where the jet stream went on one side, down the other, but it's starting to narrow at the base. And so the pressures keep it domed. So these areas of high pressure, like heat domes, have sinking air. This compresses the air on the ground, and through compression, then that allows a column that's easily heated. Winds are moving downslope from the mountains down to the cities like Seattle and Portland. That downward motion also causes heating. They say the local effects, combined with the background warming of climate change, according to CBS, has warmed the Pacific Northwest by about 3 to 4 degrees Fahrenheit since, quote, pre-industrial times. They say that is adding intensity to an already strong heat wave. So which areas are currently affected? So they say the worst heat is extending from British Columbia and Canada into the down to the south, which includes Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and California. Now, they say the town of Layton, British Columbia, hit 116 degrees on Sunday. British Columbia usually doesn't get that hot. Its record was, I think, 113 years ago. So this broke Canada's all-time record by 3 degrees. Portland also broke its all-time record Saturday. Portland hit 108 degrees, and then by Sunday, 112 degrees. Monday afternoon, it rose even higher to 115. Seattle also set a new all-time record of 104 on Sunday. And then by Monday, 108. So they don't think it's going to go away anytime soon. They say the heat might ease near coastal regions, and in Seattle and Portland on Tuesday, temperatures may drop back into the 90s, but they think the record-breaking heat is going to last all week in the interior portions of the Pacific Northwest. So, is this a common occurrence? No, it's pretty unusual. They say, statistically speaking, this would be a once-in-a-thousand-year occurrence in a normal climate. But CBS is saying our climate is no longer normal. It's being heated by human-caused climate change. Again, they say human-caused climate change. I think there's tons of factors. I don't know why they have to keep saying human-caused. Just call it climate change. I think you'll get a lot more people on board and realizing it's a bunch of factors. But I just don't see how my hamburger or my dog that farts is causing this heat dome up in Canada. I just don't see that yet. So these once nearly, quote, impossible heat waves will become not only possible, but more probable in the coming years and decades. So they believe it's connected to climate change. They said there's two climate connections. The first is obvious, they say. The atmosphere is simply warmer than it was 100 years ago. So heat waves are warmer than they used to be. And if you increase the average temperature by a few degrees, your extremes like heat waves become more extreme at a greater pace. But they say the second has to do with that wavy jet stream. Lots of debate in climate science about how that happened. Some scientists have found links between a warming climate and a more wavy jet stream, which can help to cause more extreme heat waves, more extreme storms, and more extreme floods. They say this is because a wavy jet stream forces more warm air north and more cold air south, and also slows down the forward pace of systems. They say that will add more instability to the atmosphere and more extreme impacts. So they still need to study it. But here's my issue. Every time they bring up human-caused climate change, okay, I really fear people focusing on the wrong thing. And so, for example, this condo, if it really was a sinkhole that started it and caused a lot of the structural damage, not to mention faulty planning and slipshod oversight, if we are looking at a sinkhole, are there ways to, rather than just remove the debris, go around the ground, and there might be pockets of people underground if we're looking at, but if they're not even considering sinkhole, they might not be looking underground for some of these people that could still be there. Same thing with this with climate change. You know, if we're really going to have extreme heat and extreme storms and all that, then everybody is so busy worrying about having people eat smaller hamburgers and eating more plant-based diet. That's nice. I think it's healthier to have a more plant-based diet. But are we focusing on energy systems and able to have more cooling and air conditioning and storm prep and dams and levees? You know, I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A record-breaking 43 million people are packing up to hit the roads this holiday weekend, and they're in for some pain at the pump. AAA saying this 4th of July will have the highest gas prices since 2014. Right now, the national average is $3.11, with drivers in California paying the most, followed by Hawaii. Nearly 4 million will fly Thursday and Monday, bringing airlines back to 90% of pre-pandemic travel. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the search for any survivors in the deadly condo collapse in Surfside will go on.
When somebody's missing in action in the military, you're missing until you're found, and we don't stop the search. And so I think that that's what's happening.
DeSantis praising first responders as selfless and saying they're putting themselves in danger. You're listening to USA Radio News. The United Nations is discussing removing one of its programs.
Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
California is adding Florida to the list where state-funded travel is banned because of laws that they believe discriminate against the LGBTQ community. Attorney General Rob Bonta saying the state of Florida has introduced bills that prevent biological men from competing with biological women in school sports. Adding, we are in the midst of discrimination in the country, and the state of California will not support it. Find more news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm reading this email that says, Dahlia, this is written by Truman. He wants to know how it works if a parent chooses to not designate the sex of a child at birth. So I think he's asking about birth certificates and non-binary labeling. Can a parent not choose a sex of their child at birth? And then how does that affect the child? So there are multiple states that now allow some flexibility with a birth certificate. So it could happen at birth, parents doing it for the child, or it could be you going back and changing your birth certificate. and changing your birth certificate to have the gender you choose to be. And I believe the states include California, Colorado, Connecticut, Illinois, Maine, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Utah, Washington. I believe now Wisconsin is also allowing the parents to have gender-neutral options. So rather than mother and father, it'll say parent and parent and parent giving birth. So the LGBTQ community argues, and I don't know if all LGBTQ feel this way, but they say that the LGBTQ argue that male and female categories are too limited and are a form of discrimination against transgender and gender fluid people. So, you know, as a doctor, I get asked, how do I feel about this? So this is interesting. We obviously, in my training, didn't have an issue of an infant being born that didn't want to be labeled male or female. I mean, because the infant obviously couldn't speak. And I don't remember in training ever having an issue of a parent saying, look, you know, I don't want my child labeled boy or girl or, you know. But the one thing that was an issue is when you had an intersex child or what we used to call hermaphrodite. And so if you had a baby that had both sex characteristics, then the family would have to choose which sex that child would later identify as. There's been some movie stars, I don't want to name any, who had similar issues where they were born with both ovaries and testicles. And it was easier at the time in society to allow them to grow as female, because some intersex babies would not have a large phallus or penis. And a flatter chest could always be augmented. Very hard to augment penis size. And when people were concerned about, you know, how society would look at them, etc., parents at the time, and this is in the 90s, would think that it would be easier for the person to identify as female. So sometimes the parents would make that decision as a baby. Birth certificates now in multiple states are allowing a gender X option that basically acts as a placeholder. And this is until the child is able to self-identify with the gender on their own. And they suggest, according to U.S. birth certificates, that this will relieve the pressure on parents that have to choose a gender during the first few days after birth when there's a child with a sexual variation, they call it. So it gives intersex children an inclusive term, since some of them present both female and male sexual and or hormonal traits. It allows people also who do not identify as neither male or female gender to express this on their legal document. It eliminates part of the battle. They say that many transgender, gender non-conforming, gender non-binary, gender fluid, gender queer, and agender people, they write, often go through to override or justify non-conformity with their original gender designation. They say, additionally, trans, intersex, and non-binary people already face marginalization and discrimination even before they are required to select an option that does not fit their reality or experience. So they say having an ID that accurately reflects an individual's reality has many practical benefits. They said it could be emotionally validating, makes government services and benefits available to everyone. It provides parents the encouragement to allow their children to make their own decisions as they grow up. So there are ways where parents can do placeholders. And I believe Nevada has it too, multiple states. So where this could get complicated, even though I completely understand why this is being implemented, it could get complicated from a medical standpoint. You know, doctors need to know if you have ovaries or not. If you're having abdominal pain, and you don't want to spend money on a CAT scan and all that, and, you know, we need to make sure you don't have ovarian cancer, we need to ask. And so us knowing what a biological sex is imperative for us to be your medical provider. And if there's no documentation, and, you know, in fact, it's very interesting. There was a gentleman that came in, and he said that his doctor had removed his testicles and did such a horrible job that he has been bleeding down below for years. And I was with medical students. And I'm like, is this bleeding monthly? Yeah, every few weeks I bleed. This doctor did a horrible job. So we examined, and the gentleman had a vagina. And so I explained to the students, I go, look, you know, we can all identify as who we want to identify. You know, we have that right to identify as who we want to identify. However, you as a doctor have got to establish what body parts they have in order to do your job. And if the patient doesn't know, or, you know, this particular patient might have been suffering from some sort of disassociation and, you know, not understanding, you know, that they had a vagina and understanding that they had a period, that, you know, it happens. I think it was somebody in their 30s. And sometimes mental illness could, you know, cause memory loss and amnesia, so they forget what sex they are. But this person, he thought he identified as male. And my students are trying to figure out what would make a male bleed, what sort of surgery would cause that. And I'm like, let's look for a vagina. And so from a medical standpoint, doctors are still going to have to be aware of what organs are there for us to help people. Also, it'll be very interesting from a crime and DNA and forensic standpoint. If somebody said, yes, it was a male, it was this tall, this, but it's the DNA doesn't match that. So, but I think, you know, those industries will overcome. They'll find ways to overcome and, you know, make it work for everybody. But in terms of a child, you know, being an X, and the parents saying, look, if you want to be a boy, you can be a boy. If you want to be a girl, be a girl. That's pretty empowering for the child. However, we also don't want the child stigmatized that they're an X if they don't want to be. So if the child is like, why did you do that? Let me just be, you know, this or this. And the parents are thinking they're helping, but then the child feels like, I have to go and now tell people who I, you know, it's interesting because, you know, with kids very much so like to figure out where they belong. I don't know if you used to watch Sesame Street, you know, or I don't know if it was Electric Company, you know, which does not belong, which belongs. I never liked that because it made something feel like it didn't belong. And I'm like, actually, it could belong if you do X, Y, and Z. But many kids, especially in school, you know, they need to know where their role is. They think they're very different. Kids think they're very different, and they need to feel, okay, I'm a part of this group, I'm a part of this group. And so doing away with all boy and girl might cause some, you know, sort of developmental questioning from a young child's part. And so, you know, we're trying not to deal with groups, but that's what a lot of, you know, people in the animal kingdom search for. So it'll be very interesting to see where this goes. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, You, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Joseph is asking, Doc, do you think Donald Trump is going to run again? I love talking politics. You know, it's funny. After the riots, I was like, I don't know. After the election loss, I thought, you know, Trump would be like, you know what, I did it. I was president. I did it. If you guys don't want me, you know, or if nobody's going to listen to our concerns about election integrity, why even waste my time? So months ago, I would have said no. Now, I think 100% yeah. I think he is going to run again in full force, and I don't think anybody is even going to dare run against him. And I think
Trump is not the typical candidate. Any other candidate would say, you know, I'm out. Now, they don't appreciate me. They don't. No. I don't see Trump doing that. If Trump really felt the election was stolen from him, and he has been one of the most popular Republicans since Reagan, some even feel even more so, he's not going to give that up. And when you lose something, and you lose a race, whether it was fair or not, you want to validate yourself showing, wait a second, no, I never should have lost. It never should have happened. You know, it's interesting. I see people go back to work for jobs that they got let go of. And I'm like, why? I mean, to heck with these people. Why would you even waste your time and energy? Like, because it shows I should have never been fired. It shows that I wasn't bad at my job. You know, one thing that really, if I could look at the psyche of Trump, is he, you know, would fire people. Firing was probably one of the strongest weapons he had and made him very, very successful. So when he technically got, quote unquote, fired, maybe not the most fair, that's up for debate on what happened with the election, he had what happened to him, what he did to others, and he probably didn't like that feeling. And so, do I think he made people go and riot and cause mayhem and threaten the lives of Congress people? No, I don't. Do I think he liked the idea of there being protests on the day that the election was going to a president who everybody thought wasn't very popular? I think it did feel good. I mean, the one thing that came out of his loss was people were ticked, and he was pretty popular. In fact, it was so popular that even liberal news outlets were like, guys, you know, he could really win this. We're not seeing the lopsided landslide that everybody's saying is going to happen with Biden. He has supporters all over the place. And even to this day, he is able to amass crowds and rallies. And so when you look at kind of what's going on in the country, you look at some of the decisions, and some of them are kind of frightening to somebody more moderate and wanting to know that there's a checks and balances. Even though you would think after the riots, people would say, you know what, let's just not go there. Let's maybe go for DeSantis or Rubio or somebody maybe a little bit more safe, Kristi Noem. I really think people want Trump back. And I would almost guarantee Trump would want to do that. I would almost guarantee that if he could get reelected, it almost validates what he was saying, going, yeah, guys, I didn't lose. Now, it's going to be a very ugly election. A very ugly election. And mind you, we're talking about election 3 years from now, so we still don't know. But I got to tell you, he's already out there. Now, there's indictments and, you know, lawsuits, and I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in the future and where he's going to stand legally. But if he is able to overcome that, I think he's going to want to come back full swing. He is one of the strongest, most powerful, passionate people I've ever known. And he takes hit after hit and keeps coming back. And, you know, it's interesting. So I had left a job, and there was some politics involved. And it was mutual, but there were people involved that were so upset that I wasn't there that they really wanted to show their strength, and they showed this entity how whatever the entity thought they were doing, they really got it wrong. And so I understand how, you know, I didn't ask them to do that, but they were mad. And so you have people out there that are mad. And so not only is he mad, but he's got the support. And if he could win again and become one of the, I don't think we've had a president, I have to remember, I got to look back. I thought we had one president that lost and then, or wasn't president that was out and then got back into, I have to look up which one that was. I think we did it, we might have had a president. I have to double check that. I don't think so. But if he would be the first president to have, you know, quote unquote lost an election and then just come back the next time around, that reemphasizes his popularity. So I do think he might come back. And, you know, it's interesting. The country is, I think, more divided than I've ever seen it. I'm seeing, you know, people shot on the, I've seen Americans shoot other Americans. Americans fight over masks. Americans want to take down planes because they're upset about a mask. I'm seeing, you know, people kill security guards and cashiers because they're asking them for a mask. I'm seeing people say, you know, look, so what if the restaurants close? You know, and so what if all these people lose all their, you know, career and money and life savings? You know, it's for the good of the country. And meanwhile, they get a paycheck while working from home. I'm seeing a lot of selfishness. I'm seeing a lot of extremism. I'm seeing a lot of, you know, I want to kill, you know, white people, or I want to kill others, or, you know, we shouldn't be like this. We made huge strides against racism, huge strides for equal rights, huge strides, and look at inflation. Inflation is going up. Gas prices. Gas prices have hit a 7-year high. It hasn't been this high since 2014. When people have to pay more, they get grumpy. Apparently, 40 million Americans are going to hit the road for 4th of July weekend, and the nationwide average price of a gallon is $3.09. Trust me, California, way more. Where I am, close to $4. So when you have gas at crazy prices, 2014, we were still in the recession. Excuse me. You know, people, sadly, they get kind of grumpy. And one thing I notice, just as in general, is we might make some long-term movements when there's Democratic presidents in terms of Medicare and Social Security and all that. But then we do have economic ramifications. And then it looks like a Republican comes in, looks like things calm down from an economy standpoint, things build up again, and then back and forth. So the pendulum keeps swinging, and there's good and bad to both ideologies. But it's always the extremes. And, you know, whether it's, okay, we all lock down, or we all do this, or, you know, no school, or it's just, I don't think that works. I don't think it's ever worked. So I really urge people, tone it down. But yeah, to answer your question, Joseph, yeah, I think he's going to run again. Full force, 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.